Special mini cast for you about the library chickens.
We get our eggs each year from the Cornell Cooperative Extension. This year we incubated 10 eggs and we got 9 little chicks.
They worked very hard to get out of the eggs. At first they were all wet and goofy looking, but soon they became cute and fluffy.
Once they were dry and not so wobbly on their little legs, they moved into their first home, the brooder that lived in the reference office.
After a few days, the chicks began exploring the library. First, the office, and then the reference desk. They came out for story times, and even visited the circulation desk sometimes.
All that growing made them very hungry. They ate and drank a lot, and sometimes even fell asleep in their food dish.
Now their adult feathers were starting to grow, and they were starting to stretch their wings. They jumped around and got into new things, including people's hair.
By the time they were a week old, their combs were starting to grow, and they were beginning to look more like adult chickens. It was time for them to go to the farm. Their new home is the Blue Hill Farm at Stone Barns. You can see from our pictures why it's called Stone Barns.
There are lovely gardens of flowers, fruits, and vegetables there, and all different kinds of animals. Our little chicks are living with other little chicks and getting bigger very fast. Now that they are a couple of weeks old, they already have lots of grown-up feathers. Soon, they will be able to live in a grown-up chicken coop outdoors. We hope you've enjoyed our mini-cast about the library chickens. Please stay tuned for our next Mount Kisco Public Library podcast, which will feature YA author Mike Mullen. Thanks again for listening. Have a good day.
A lot of fun, yeah, you will see. You can learn a lot about the world that we living in, the public library. The library, the library. It's a place where books are free. The library, the library. It's a lot better than watching TV.